This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's the day after the morning before 4th of July. This is a great 4th of July we had, except for the doggone shooting there in rural Chicago. But anyway, I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, a great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there getting the job done. Our bulk mail haulers out there back to work again. Our suicide jockeys getting the gas and the diesel delivered. And, of course, you can always follow us on Facebook by going to the official CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. Our handles over there are at Captain's America. And you can find us on Twitter, same thing, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And let's go right away, right out to California, IA, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, out there in the cool temperatures of the southern foothills of California. How you doing?
Good, Captain.
All right, you choked up a little bit on me there.
Yeah, it's been fun.
All right, there you go. Now I got you. Okay, I think there's something in the air tonight. I heard the satellite do that a little bit of a garble. But anyway, are you ready to do the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Mr. Kyle, the Kentucky Attorney General has told his state Supreme Court to drop the restraining order they have on banning abortion.
Well, that's exactly right, because what happened was, once the Roe v. Wade decision was overturned, basically, they had the laws that would go into effect, but that was put on hold by another judge, and so this is what the Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is going to the state Supreme Court to have this reversed.
Okay. What do you think? Is that going to happen?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Basically, you know, Cameron's saying that they're exhausting all the different avenues and this kind of thing. So it's going to have to play out, because now you've got another circuit judge who's put a stay on the actual decision of the Supreme Court in effect.
Alrighty, because it has been dropped back in the laps of the states.
Right.
Okay, well, we'll see. This may work, and then again, it may not. It all depends on if they have an agenda at the courthouse. Now, the White House spokesman, I like to call her Frenchie, The White House spokesman, Frenchie, got schooled after trying to defend Joe Biden from the Jeff Bezos criticism, where he doubled down on stupid, calling her pretty dumb, not being able to figure out what was going on, and actually dragging down the White House, because I think she is dragging down the White House. They need to find another job for her.
Well, it's abundantly clear that this is not her wheelhouse. She seems to be a very, highly skilled, intelligent person who can do a great job on things, but maybe this particular job at the podium is not the right one. She was deputy press secretary for a long time under Jen Psaki, and had actually taken over the reins a couple of times, right, Captain?
Yep.
And seemed to have done okay, but for some reason, once she was elevated to the actual position of press secretary, everything just really just went bad.
She is obviously not prepared. I've never seen anybody that's prepared. Now, Jen Psaki had a book, and she opened up the book when she needed to find different things in there. But she didn't rely on the book. This girl opens up the book and reads it verbatim, page by page, line by line, and it's obvious that she has no idea what she's even reading.
Well, that and also because I think they are so trying to tightly control the message as well. And perhaps, I'm just speculating here, but maybe she's been told, when they ask you a question about this topic, read paragraph 2, section A, every single time, whatever it is. Because I think, Captain, they are so concerned about how this White House is perceived, because Joe Biden will go off half-cocked and say all kinds of crazy things, and that maybe they're trying to focus it. That could be part of it, but the other part is that she can't seem to handle these things extemporaneously.
All right, and I just had a question here from a listener in the audience, Jill. She said, did they capture the suspect yet? Yes, they did. They caught him last evening. Right around dark, I guess it was, in Illinois, 6 miles away to the north. He apparently was headed north, perhaps up towards Wisconsin, don't know. But they captured the gunman who allegedly killed 6 and wounded at least 30 other people at the Illinois July 4th parade. And hopefully they'll get to the bottom of that, find out the answers they need to find out, and I hope they got the right guy, though. That's all I hope. I hope they got the right guy. All right. And by the way, this guy was dressed in black. I told you. Told you, told you, told you. Okay. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more. That doesn't mean anything. He just had black. He was wearing black that day. Yeah, sure. Right. Give me a break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Reese. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much, Kathy. Appreciate you doing that for us. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. And, you know, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously every day. I take it and have taken it for over 8 years. And the reason I take it is because it works. Now, that's all I can tell you. I'm not going to take something if it's not going to work, and I'm not going to tell you it's going to work if I don't know it is. It works for me. And my problem is not a simple one. My problem is continued swelling and inflammation of my left ankle, foot, and leg when I least expect it. Now, there is a problem other than just that, but the Relief Factor controls it. And instead of letting it swell way up and get out of proportion and hurt like hell, it causes everything to calm down. And that's what it's supposed to do. Because Relief Factor is a part of my daily integrated health plan, which will help your body to reduce inflammation. It will also help you to reduce the discomfort that you're in by getting rid of the pain. Now, the ingredients that are in it, all natural, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, work in conjunction with each other to help your body's natural response to inflammation and swelling. And it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is by going right straight to the source of the problem. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it supports a healthy response through your inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. And I've had times where I've had to take 3 packs in the course of a day. That's how bad it's been because of the fact I've aggravated myself by standing up too long or maybe I did something I shouldn't have done somehow. But this definitely is the savior for me. So check them out online. $19.95 is what it costs for the three-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. For $19.95, you can try the three-week quick start, get it all going for you, and find out what I'm talking about. Because, Kyle, after all you have to lose is?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. You betcha. And that's important. Really important. Okay, well, Mr. Kyle, the city of Orlando got in a little hot water last week, didn't they?
They certainly did. Yes, they did.
And they scrambled over Independence Day to try to backpack after releasing a message disparaging Independence Day celebrations and saying, oh, no, you're welcome. Disney's open. Universal Studios is open. SeaWorld is open. Everything is open. The cruise ships are over in Cape Canaveral. Come on down.
Yes, well, that's because earlier on they had said, well, I'm just paraphrasing here, we understand why you wouldn't want to celebrate this Independence Day because of the whole thing. And Captain, that's so very sad. It's the one day of the year when all Americans need to be able to simply, you know, put their flag up in their front yard or what have you and say, we're glad that we have our independence, because we're hashing things out in such a way the whole world has been watching for over 200 years, and we're going to keep doing it for 200 more and even beyond.
The liberals would not want to have been in my neighborhood yesterday. There were flags everywhere. Everywhere there were flags. Some people had their flag up on their flagpole, and then they had their flag like on their carport, and they had another flag in front of the house. They had a flag over in the corner. Some people had three and four flags right in front of their house for everybody to see.
Wow. Well, again, it's the day of just being able to express the pride of being an American. Not all Americans agree on everything. There's not one universal opinion. Well, of course not. See, that's also part of being an American, of being able to have your own opinion about something, having to maybe trying to convince others to come around to your way of thinking. But there's not one universal opinion necessarily on anything. But I think what's part of the magic of America is being able to say, look, we're not going to agree on everything, but we can agree perhaps on the idea that living in America, just like we were hearing the song earlier, is really one of the best things you could ever, ever hope for.
Well, we don't have to agree with everybody, and we can certainly respect their opinion and let them say what they want to say as long as it's reasonable and not radical like some of these things that we keep hearing. And the people that want to be radical, there's no place for them in society, and we need to tell them that. Okay, take your radical thought. Hop on a boat and go to Cuba. They'll love you down there.
And if you notice, Captain, they never do that. They're never clamoring to go live in Venezuela. They're never clamoring.
Which is the place they're trying us to make look like.
Exactly. Or yes, you did have some people that might have defected to the Soviet Union, but certainly there was no mass thought to say, if only we had a Politburo instead of or this kind of thing, or if only we had a dictator instead of an elected government.
I got a great idea, and it just dawned on me. I got a solution.
Yeah.
The next one we have that calls in this radical like that, we'll tell them that we have someone we want them to go sit down and talk to, that they'll enjoy hearing from them. We'll send them over to Clearwater and we'll have them visit Mike.
That's right, the unofficial mayor of
Clearwater. That's right, and he can negotiate.
Yeah. Right, but that's the thing. I mean, and just recently I think there was the rock star who said he was going to renounce his U.S. citizenship now because of the Roe v. Wade decision.
See ya.
Well, exactly. Or you've had so many people say, well, if so-and-so gets elected or if this happens, I'm leaving, I'm going away.
See ya.
But of course, the notion is, you know, that somehow that America's just lost, it's bad, it's this or that. Well, of course it isn't. And especially with the Roe v. Wade decision, it means that the states are able to determine these things. That's actually in the hands of the people. But we could go on and on about that. But America endures. The Republic endures. And the concept endures. And I've got to tell you, just real briefly, Captain, there are still people that are ruling over different aspects of different parts of planet Earth, right?
Yep.
And they don't like them. They don't like this concept of America. They want to shut it down, and they're happy to see us in some kind of chaos.
Well, more than ever, Americans this 4th of July think that the Founding Fathers would be disappointed in the nation that they established some 246 years ago. I tend to agree with that, because they wouldn't recognize the country.
No, they wouldn't. I think what they would take issue with in a very big way is just what you were talking about, Captain, the fact that people can have their opinions, say what they think, and have a discourse. But we see so many people who don't want to have any kind of discourse. They want to impose, or they want to cancel you, or they want to have some kind of radical idea that's not going to fit into anything. And it's just, it's more or less destructive. It's not constructive in the sense of how we make laws or how we try to balance out the politics of it all. And so I think the Founding Fathers will be incredibly disappointed in that.
Yeah, and you know, this go along to get along, that works to a certain extent. But if you don't respect the other person that you're trying to go along with, you're going to gain nothing.
Well, exactly right. And that veneer has been so taken down. It's been ripped away in so many ways. Politics is rough and tumble. That is the nature of the beast. But what happens now, it becomes, and you know, this term was actually coined a while back, right? The politics of personal destruction.
Yep.
How these days, the doxing of people. And,
yep.
And let's go to the Supreme Court justice homes and scream at them and stuff like that.
That
and,
needs
know,
to stop.
Well, of course it does. Because that's the intimidation. It's no longer, and usually when you don't have an argument, you resort to intimidation. And that's just obvious.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of intimidation around the country, and that's because these local organizations get their marching orders from somewhere up the line, and they go, we want you to go here, then we want you to go there, then we want you to go over here, we want you to make all kinds of noise, we're going to send you a bunch of signs in a UPS truck for over here and for over there, you know, that sort of thing. Because I've actually seen the deliveries come right to where they're at protesting.
Well, exactly right. It's a cottage industry to some degree, or it's too well planned out in the sense that these aren't spontaneous things.
No.
And there's an agenda. Yeah.
And if you just sit back and watch what's going on, just sit back and watch, folks, you would be surprised. You can figure it out fairly quickly. Just sit back and observe. All right, Kyle, hang on. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, how about this one? The Congress just got their worst report yet. Yep, worst report yet.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The search continues for a person of interest in a mass shooting that occurred at an Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois, north of Chicago. At least 6 people were killed and at least 30 people have been wounded. This witness described the scene to television station WMAQ immediately after shots were fired.
There was a young child there that I was doing a little CPR until the paramedics got there, and he looked horribly injured. I'm not sure exactly the injury, but, I mean, people were doing anything they could. It's a mass casualty scene.
Authorities are looking for a 22-year-old Robert Bobby Cremo III, who may be driving a silver Honda Fit with Illinois plates. Police have not released details about the victims. Wall Street was closed on Monday, but inflation worries continue regardless. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com. The support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com. The support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. We always have a lot of great people there. Have a great time. Talk about all sorts of things. It's not just politics. We talk about different things that's on people's minds. So there you go. So come on over. Be part of the Have Lunch with the Captain series over at Mission Barbecue from 11:30 to 1:30. And I look forward to seeing you today when you get there. All righty. It's time to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, right now, MyPillow is up to the buy one, get one stuff again. A lot of different things up for sale right now. Of course, the MyPillow bed sheets, the Giza bed sheets, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the six-piece towel sets, the bath towels are just absolutely wonderful because they're the best bath towel that I've ever had my hands on. By the way, roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Those are the ones to travel. And much, much, much more. Now, you can find out everything that's up for sale to buy one, get one, by going to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Don't forget to use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, they've also got the MyPillow slippers over there, the brand-new slippers are in. Go over there and check that out. And don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. And all you got to do is call them at 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. There you go. Now you know the rest of the story. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
Bette Midler, the gift that keeps on giving, ran her mouth yesterday, and unfortunately for her, she mentioned some Democratic talking points and tried to put it off onto the Republicans, but we know better.
Well, what happened was she tweeted out. She tweeted out the following tweet. She said, "Women of the world, we are being stripped of our rights over our bodies, our lives, and even our name. They don't call us, quote, women anymore. They call us, quote, birthing people or, quote, menstruators, and even, quote, people with vaginas," unquote. She says, "Don't let them erase you. Every human on earth owes you." And that started a real backlash against her, CAPTAIN, evidently being told don't fall for the anti-trans panic fake nonsense by one Twitter user. Another Twitter user saying the tweet from her was, quote, heartbreaking, and on it went. So Bette Midler found herself, again, in a real backlash by, I guess, going against Democrat talking points.
But she didn't put it out that way. She didn't put it out that way. She put it out that way as if they're saying, well, who's the they?
Well, right. Well, that's right. Say they don't even call us women anymore. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's really got a lot of people up in arms about this. So, you know, it just goes to show sometimes edit your tweets, look at them twice, I guess. Check them twice.
Well, here's another reason I know that Congress is going to get rolled over this year big time. And we're going to have a bunch of new people in there. This is how come I know. The worst report yet on a poll done on the Congress by the Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey. Only 18% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction right now.
Yeah, I'm really worried about this 18%, you know, and we want to talk to them. We, you know, call the program and enlighten us as to why things seem to be so great, because by all accounts and by all observations, we seem to be getting pretty far off track in so many different ways.
I'll bet the 18% was the same group that encouraged Joe Biden to stand up there yesterday and say, a major American energy lobby has taken, well, he didn't say that, but this is what the lobby said. A major American energy lobby has taken aim at President Biden and his, with a Twitter post that called on gas stations to cut the prices at the pumps, with the U.S. Oil and Gas Association telling President Joe Biden that they're working on it. And another author of the post should go back to school and learn basic economic fundamentals, because most of these gas stations make 2 cents a gallon.
Well, exactly right. But this is all part of the idea of trying to create such a chaos, even in people's thinking, about what's causing these prices and who's doing this, and everybody's making record profits and there's $6.30 a gallon, and on it goes. Of course, all the while, the more chaos, the better, because they want everybody talking about anything other than the fact that Joe Biden reversed so many of the things that was working for America and keeping us energy independent, which has a direct correlation to our national security. It's just 100%.
Okay, let's go to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
David.
Yes, David. Where are you calling from?
From Sandusky, Michigan.
Okay, Sandusky, what's up?
Yeah, I just want to say I'm in the process of getting some T-shirts wrote, decaled up. America, love it or leave it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
and
phrase.
It almost, way they're screwing this country up, it's almost like the founding fathers are literally rolling over in their grave.
Of course they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this is intentional, David. It's not unintentional. It's intentional. It's the fundamental transformation of America. They told us they were going to do it. They're doing it right in front of us. You got to stop them in November.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm a Republican, so I ain't going anywhere else.
All right. Well, thank you very much, David, and good luck with the shirts.
Yeah, you guys have a good night.
Take care. Okay, now that's a great idea. He's going to be resourceful with the shirts and use them as a... well, probably a chance to make a few dollars. That's great. But also use them as a chance to promote America.
Well, exactly right. Well, that's, you know, the American way, right? American ingenuity.
Sure.
And opportunity. That's so important, too, Captain, because I think a lot of people these days feel like the opportunities are now diminishing in order for life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. And prior to Joe Biden taking office, right, there was a lot of opportunity. Regardless of what your interest might be or what your political affiliation might be, there was a lot of opportunity. Things are going pretty good. And then COVID hit, and I think we could have come out of COVID a lot better had we not reversed everything that was working prior to Joe Biden.
Well, we have another problem that's going on out there. A lot of people like to use the Internet, right?
Sure.
And they're using the Internet to get their news now, right?
Right.
Well, you got to be very careful what it is you get and where you get it from, because there are a number of fake news accounts out there that are just absolutely over the top.
Well, exactly right. A lot of times they have an agenda one way or the other, right? And so you have to be careful, and you have to be able to discern, and you have to be able to cross-reference things. And otherwise, you could be getting something very, very one-sided.
Yeah, and some of these sites are also there to fish. You know, they go fishing after your information, and then they get in there, and they get a little further. They'll drop a virus in there, and they'll pick up your information. And again, you got to be very careful where you go. Don't just because it sounds good. The American news analysis, XYZ, whatever. If you haven't heard of it, it's not legitimate, hasn't been around, don't touch it.
Well, exactly right. And before anything comes out on this program, we've looked at several different legitimate sources.
Oh, yeah.
In order to make sure that what we're talking about is correct. Exactly.
Yeah. My primary source is Newsmax, One America News, who I trust both of those news sites implicitly. And then I will look at Fox, but I don't take Fox as the last word unless I can absolutely, positively verify what they say. For example, they did the best job of anybody yesterday on the shooting suspect. They were like right there. I mean, they were right there in the middle of it.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain America Third Watch in our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report after we tell you where we're going to be at lunchtime today. Don't go anywhere. The Captain America Third Watch is coming right back.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood.
To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box of GMC. Now with a tricked-out Pete, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class. He's been hit head on by the DOT and blindsided by the economy. Been knocked down, but he gets back up. 'Cause the Lord made the trigger just a little more tough. And he may be common, but don't call him trash. Or he'll line you out.
That's Leland Martin. He's a working class. Haven't played that in a long time. I thought I would just get it out there tonight. Leland's stroking it up there. By the way, he is an over-the-road trucker from Canada. He hauls oversized and over-dimensional loads up there in Canada. And his hobby is playing the guitar and doing what he does there. Okay, let's bring Kyle Warren into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What is going on out west?
Well, Captain, we continue to see some rain on Interstate 5. This is going to be now north of Medford, Oregon, around Roseburg, if you're in Oregon. You've also got in Northern California, just north of Redding, you've got rain coming across Interstate 5 there, so be aware of that. Also, coming west out of Denver on I-70 tonight, we still continue to see that flash flood watch that's going on. So as you start to approach Glenwood Springs, Gypsum, Eagle, those areas, that's where this is going to be in effect. It's also going to go down south towards Aspen. But, of course, we've also got severe thunderstorm watches up in Montana tonight. This is along I-90 as you go near Hysham and Miles City as you make your way over to North Dakota. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning. Now, this is going to be just a little north of I-90, but it's going to be basically between Big Timber and Molt there in Montana. So you want to be aware of that because severe thunderstorms, nothing to sneeze at all. Other than that, of course, we do have the rain, of course, that's coming across I-90 from Miles City almost all the way to North Dakota. Actually, it does stretch in to North Dakota a little bit. Still rain south of Billings as well. So be careful out there.
Is that where they molt the Big Timber?
Maybe so.
I just thought I'd throw that in there. All right. I'm going to go right up to Minnesota and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. You've got a dense fog advisory, and I mean dense, zero visibility fog up in that vicinity of the country tonight. From just east of Minneapolis, St. Paul, going up towards Duluth, you're going to be struggling to see the highway. And if you get up north of Duluth and you get up into the Upper Peninsula, it's going to get even worse. And it's also out on the water, so be advised of that. So if anybody that's out there thinking about going out and doing some early fishing, I don't think so. And then looks like Wisconsin, central part of Wisconsin, is going to get that same fog tonight. And down below the fog, we've got in the lower part of Wisconsin, lower part of Minnesota, right along the state line, we've got a high heat warning, but we also have got some severe thunderstorm watches and flood watches in effect for I-80, I-90, I-94, going across into Michigan, almost all the way to Detroit, and certainly just a little bit west of Toledo on the Michigan side. Also coming on down into Missouri, we've got high heat warnings that take up the eastern half of Oklahoma, most of Kansas, the eastern third of Nebraska, the northeastern corner of Texas, the northern part of Louisiana, all of Arkansas, Missouri, the southwestern corner of Missouri. Looks like as if you're going to get some rain, thunderstorms. There is some flash flooding advisories in there for what could happen later in the day. Springfield, Illinois, same thing looks like for you guys over there. And that heat will take us over into the western third of Ohio and run us over into Kentucky, into West Virginia. So be advised of that. And also the western half of Tennessee tonight, as well as the northwestern corner of Mississippi, and again, the northern part of Louisiana. So we're going to have some heat. We're going to have some fog up the east coast. There is some rough seas in the mix of all of this from Nova Scotia on down to Long Island. And then you pick the fog up down below there, Chesapeake Bay, and a little bit of it down there around North Carolina. So, Kyle, tell us, first of all, how to hear your show.
Yeah, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick.
Folks, don't forget you can check out the good people at Pilot and Flying J at pilotflyingj.com. There you're going to find out all the great information about the Pilot and Flying J travel centers, including the My Rewards Plus app that you can download from pilotflyingj.com. You can save money. You can get earned points in everything that you buy and also get great offers. It's pilotflyingj.com.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Okay, that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. All right, now let's drift on over here. We've got Denise Simon online, and let me get to her. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, I am not going to mention the young man's name. I already have done that in hour number one. I've established who he is and what we think he is. Did you see the picture of him being arrested nose down on the ground?
Yes, I did.
Did you notice what he was wearing?
What, all black?
That's right. What are your thoughts when you see that?
Well, you know, if you look at some of the lyrics and some of his rap tunes and some of his social media posts, it pretty much says the guy's a freak.
Yeah, and I can't believe his parents weren't aware of this. And they found out about it, I guess, yesterday afternoon, and the uncle, I guess, was the one that found out about it, and he took off running to get to the mayor to warn him that he was up to something.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got the collapse here of civil society.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just, so we'll have to see, you know, where he got the weapon. I'm sure they're looking at all of the videos of, you know, his movement yesterday. And, you know, social media. And, I mean, there's a lot of work to do on this one.
Well, he's a rap star.
Yes.
Yep. You got a whole different dimension as a rap singer.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's where you get into the other stuff when you look in there. And by the way, I was really shocked that Facebook still had his stuff up last night at 9 o'clock.
I did not see it. I didn't bother.
Yeah, I went over just to see something. And, of course, there were it was just strange looking at the stuff that was on there. He might have also been on the dark web. He's one of those people. Looks like he was.
I have no idea.
I don't either, but you know, that's about all I'm going to say about him, except for they caught him 6 miles away. It was a slow chase. Pickup truck pulled up. They got him blocked at an intersection, and that was it. End of story.
Pretty good police work.
Yep, and that was a sharp-looking police pickup truck they had. I like that one.
Okay.
The big red Silverado that they pulled up in front with, and then they came up behind him with the, whatever that was, the attack weapon, the assault vehicle, the SWAT vehicle. There we go. I'll get it right in a minute. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the articles that she writes. And, yep, you know, Joe Biden right away, well, the guns, and look at this, and we got to do that. Yeah, this was one of his own little groupies that did this one, I do believe. That's my opinion.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.